Nimbalo ran to Tag's side, suddenly feeling frightened and lonely.
Tag, mate, it's me, Nimbalo. Say something, Tag. Tis me, Nimbalo the Slayer, your old matey.
Tag did nothing. Nimbalo collapsed grief-stricken against him. Burab detailed two more otters.
Put your shoulders to that stretcher. We can't let this brave beast die. Get Nimbalo up there with him. He can keep his pal company on the way back to the abbey.
Redwall's main gates were still open. Fillon stood out on the path with old Hogg, holding a lantern each. Noting the otter mum's drawn, anxious face, Hogg murmured,
Go and sit in me gatehouse, ma'am. Put your paws up and have a nice odd beaker of motherwort tea. You do no good standing out here. I'll give you news soon as I see them returning.
Fillon shook her head, smiling at the kindly dormouse.
No, I must wait here. But you go in, Hogg. It's been a long, weary day for you. Please go in. I'll be fine right here.
Hogg tugged his grizzled whiskers courteously.
If you're sure, ma'am. I ain't as young as I used to be.
He shuffled slowly inside to the gatehouse, where his supper was awaiting him. Fillon drew her shawl tighter around her shoulders. It was the otter. Something about his tattoo-covered face, the deep sound of his voice, the way he moved. She had to wait and see if the search party had found him. Worry piled upon worry in her mind. Brother Holman had said he saw the otter hit by an arrow. Was he badly hurt?
Hold the gate! Is that the pretty young Fillon waiting to greet me?
Fillon knew Skipper's gruff voice. She ran south down the path toward a small lantern, gleaming over the otter crew and the Redwallers who had gone searching. They entered the abbey with Fillon holding Tag's paws, still clasped upon the sword. Nimbalo was aching from supporting his friend's head against the bumping and jogging of the journey. He looked up into Fillon's face.
Don't fret, ma'am. Tag's my matey. I won't let him die.
Formal Brawl's moles were laying mattresses and cushions upon the floor of Great Hall. Fillon fussed about the otter crew as they lifted Tag from the stretcher.
Easy now. Lower him gently. Try not to bump him, please.
Mira appeared at her mother's side.
Mama, what is it? Who is that creature with his face all tattooed like a vermin?
Fillon drew her daughter close, leaning forward with her until Mira could feel the unconscious otter's shallow breath on her brow.
Look, my child, look! Does his face mean nothing to you?
Even in repose, Tag's features looked barbaric because of the red, black and blue markings ingrained into them. The dream came back to Mira as she stared harder and harder.
Father? Is it Papa? He looks something like him.